Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Vav in Meseches Yuma. It is the 509th daf in Shas. I'm recording it in a slightly different setting than yesterday's daf. It was quite emotional for me to start the daf off by Rabbi Meir Shapiro's Kever. Today I'm home late at night recording tomorrow's daf. Our daf is going to pick up discussing that what we had mentioned yesterday, that the Eish for the Ketores and Yom HaKippurim and the Menorah was taken from the Mizbeach Achitzon, which is part of a general topic that our daf on Memvav Amud Aleph is going to discuss, and that is the different roles of the different Ma'arachos. We saw yesterday that our mission is following the opinion of Rebbe that there were four Ma'arachos, four different areas of fire on the Mizbeach. The Amud Aleph of Memvav will continue advancing that position and continuing to discuss what our Gemara had mentioned on Memhei Amud Aleph, that there were four different Ma'arachos for the following purposes, and that is that one was the Ma'aracha Gedola, the second was the Ma'aracha Shnia that was used for the fire to be removed for the Ketores, one was for Kiyum Ha'esh, that if there was fire that was ever needed to be added to the large Ma'aracha, that was the third Ma'aracha, and the fourth was for an area for those Avarim from the previous night that were left over that still needed to be burnt. Gemara will discuss this last fourth Ma'aracha for those Karbanos that weren't appropriately burnt. The Gemara will discuss that Yom HaKippurim has five, including when Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss the necessity to have the fifth Ma'aracha on Shabbos, and that will bring us to many halachos of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, how the Tamid was brought on Shabbos. That will take us already to Amud Beis, which will continue that discussion of the Tamid on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, as well as the concept of Dechia, where we will encounter it in the famous discussion of Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur versus Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. The Gemara then will conclude our Perek with a fascinating discussion if a Gacheles is taken off the Mizbeach and then extinguished, whether one is in violation of the Eish Tamid al Mizbeach Tukabbo Lo Sichbe. So let's pick up where we had left off, and that was three lines from the bottom of Memhei Amud Beis, where the Gemara points out that we have a pasuk, five lines from the bottom, that was quoted, V'lokoch melo amachta gach le'esh me'al mizbeach lefnei Hashem, that when it comes to the machta of the Ketores on Yom HaKippurim, it's taken from the mizbeach, which is lefnei Hashem. Lashon lefnei Hashem, the Gemara points out, indicates that it's partly lefnei Hashem, part me not, and that is the mizbeach hachitzon, which part of it is by the opening to the Heichal, and part of it is not. That is one source. Also, we learned in regards to the menorah, because the pasuk says, Eish Tamid tu karal mizbeach lo sikbeh, the Eish of the Tamid, and the menorahs of the Tamid, comes from Me'al Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, we need two sources, one for the menorah, one for the machta. And you can't learn one out from the other. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Me'al Mizbeach, V'itzrach L'michta Me'al Mizbeach. V'itzrach L'michta M'lufnei Hashem. Dikas Rachmana Me'al Mizbeach, who just said Amizbeach, Hava Mina Mai Mizbeach Mizneach Mipnimi. We would have thought maybe that's referring to the inner Mizbeach. Kas Rachmana M'lufnei Hashem. That's why we have M'lufnei Hashem, to tell us that it's M'lufnei Hashem, that Mizbeach, which is partly L'fnei Hashem. V'ikas Rachmana M'lufnei Hashem, Hava Mina Dafk L'fnei Hashem. But if you took it from one side of the Mizbeach that is not directly Lefnei Hashem, maybe we would say you're not Yotze the Chiyuv of Aktara, so Tzricha. That's why we need the other Pasuk of Me'al Mizbeach to tell you anywhere from the Mizbeach. Period. Gemara continues, two lines from the top, Me'involv and Me'alf, Omer Lazar Mishum Bar Kapara, Omer Rabbi Meir. Rebbe Meir taught us, the Gemara now is quoting the position of Rebbe Meir, because we had the position, at least some had this girsa of Rebbe Meir, that there was a separate ma'aracha for the Eibarim and the Pedarim. We quote in the past, in the name of Rebbe on Memhei Amud Aleph, about halfway through, but some have the girsa over there as Rebbe Meir. Here, the Gemara is explicit that it's Rebbe Meir. Amar Ablazer Shemar B'Kabara, Amar Rebbe Meir. According to many opinions, this is already the fourth Ma'aracha, that when you have limbs that were left over from the night that weren't entirely burnt, you made a separate maracha. Now let's see that in the present analysis of the Gemara. Three lines on the top. Evare ola shenitosru. If you have leftover ola that is not entirely burnt, osala maracha b'fnei atzma v'sodrin. Then you set them up as a separate maracha to be burnt, va'afilu b'shabbos. And you could do this even on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, what is Rebbe Meir adding? My kamashma tanina, we already learned that in our Mishnah, on Mem Gimel Mebeis, Michal Yom HaYisham Arba Marachas. We learned that there are four Marachas. Question mark. Amar Rebbe Yavin, Lo Nitzrecha El L'Psulin. No, the Chiddush is that when you have those things that are puzzle, that were brought on the Mizbeach, and you didn't realize that they were puzzle, Rashi adds that there the halacha is, im alu lo yardu. So nevertheless, those things that weren't entirely burnt, you still arrange a separate maracha for them. The Gemara also adds another provision, vidafka, the only time we make a new maracha, shemashla behen ha'ur. If it was already a little bit burnt, so then it's already been partially burnt, then it goes to its own maracha. If the fire hasn't really affected them, then it stays on the maracha gedola. Ikadamri, some had a slightly different girsa of what the chiddush is. Echa ksherim ve'echa psulim, that both when it comes to ksherim and psulim, imashal ben ha'ur, in that if it was already burnt, then you have this new maracha, v'loy loy, and otherwise, it remains on the original maracha. The Gemara now analyzes Vafilu b'Shabbos. We learned a chiddush from Rabbi Lazar in the name of Bar Kapara, in the name of Rebbe Meir, that even on Shabbos they had their own maracha. Asks the Gemara Tanina. We already learned it in our Mishnah Vayom Chamesh, that on Yom HaKippurim you have five marachos. One of those marachos was for the Varm Shani Taitru. And there, we're talking about Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim has the Din of Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush? We already learned this rule in our Mishnah, Mim Gimel Amim Beis. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Itzrich. No, we need it. Tzak Dayta Chamina Hani Mili. Heicha Dechal Yom HaKippurim Lios Acher Shabbos. We would have thought that this halach only applies where Yom HaKippurim falls out after Shabbos. This is a Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yudalit Amin Aleph, where there's machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether the chalovim, the fats of the karbanos of Shabbos, are brought on Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Yishmael says yes, and Rabbi Akiva says no. Our Gemara is assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says we would have thought only there, when you have Yom HaKippurim that falls out after Shabbos, Techel v'Shabbos kreiv Yom HaKippurim. Avol b'emtza Shabbos, but in the middle of Shabbos, lo. But if Yom HaKippurim falls out in the rest of the week, then we would say maybe there's no need for a fifth maracha, kamash malon, the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar, b'shomar b'karpara, is yes, you have extra maracha for there as well. Amar Rava, Rava, however, does not like this teretz. Man haid lo chayish l'kimchei. Who is the one that is not concerned about inappropriate flour? In other words, in flour there's bran and there's good flour. The one who said this teretz was not being concerned between good flour and bad flour. Ha b'chol yom. Our Mishnah says, b'chol yom ayusham arba marachos. Our Mishnah says it's beferish that's talking about every day. So there's no way then that you would have thought that our Mishnah does not apply on Shabbos. And what's the reason we would have thought that our Mishnah only applies in the case of where Yom HaKippurim falls out after Shabbos? The Mishnah is quite clear that it's talking about every possible day. Kasha, the Gemara concludes, that's a strong Kasha. Now we have someone that's Cholek on Bar Kapara. So we learned two lines on the top that Rebbe Meir said that you have a separate Maracha Upliga de Rav Huna. This is Cholek on Rav Huna. The Amar, Tchilaso Doche, Sofo Ein Doche. Rav Huna says it would not be appropriate
to make a separate maracha for a vare ola shenitosru because of his rule. And that is the tchilas hatamid of Shabbos is brought on Shabbos and is docha Shabbos. However, the end of it, in other words, the tamid Rashi explains the Dibar Maschil Sofo of Erev Shabbos, that is not docha. So too over here, a vare ola that were left over from yesterday, that would not be docha Yom HaKippurim. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, this statement of Rav Huna, let's analyze it. This, the Gemara is going to continue to analyze well into Amud Beis. Tamid, chilaso docha, sofa ina docha. Mai ina docha, what do we mean it's not docha? Chizda Amar docha sa Shabbos? Rav Chizda says it does mean that it's docha Shabbos. Ve'ina docha sa tuma. But it would not be docha tuma. Not like we had above explained above that the dechia is talking about whether you could be makriv and be doing malachos on Shabbos for karbanos and evarim for yesterday, but rather the issue is whether the emurim and the evarim had become tameh. They cannot be brought, even though a karban kavua is brought betuma. That would only be up until the zrika. That's how Rav Chizda understands the Shita of Rav Huna. However, Rabba Amar Doiches Atuma Veina Doiches HaShabbos. Rabba disagrees and says, no, it would not be Doche Shabbos. Tuma Sofa would be Doche, but Shabbos it would not. Amale Abaye L'Rabba L'Didcha Kasha Ula Rav Chizda Kasha. I have a Kasha both according to you and according to Rav Chizda. L'Didcha Kasha, on you I have a Kasha. Ma'ishna Tuma D'Chsib B'Mo'ado. By Tuma it says that you're supposed to bring the carbon atomid tishmur lakrav li b'mayadoi, and the Gemara in Pesachim on Taf Tezayin darshins vafilu b'tuma. Shabbos nami b'mayadoi. By Shabbos it also says that it's supposed to be brought b'mayadoi vafilu b'Shabbos, and therefore the carbon atomid should be brought on Shabbos. That's difficult according to Rabba. Ulev chizda kasha maishna Shabbos tachsiv b'mayadoi filu b'Shabbos tuma nami b'mayadoi tuma. Also it says that vafilu b'tuma. We should learn out that halacha would apply in the case of Tomer as well. Bezer Hashem, the Gemara will pick up with the beautiful teretz over here. I will pause for a moment and go learn to with the Talmidim, and Bezer Hashem continue with you on to Amud Beis for the teretz of the Gemara, and Bezer Hashem the Siyum HaPerek. We now continue in the Old City on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Omer Le. We return to Rabba responding to Abaye's Kasha. It's not a question neither according to me nor according to Rav Chizda. It's not a question according to me. When do we say that Soifa has the din of Chilasai? Tuma. That applies to Tuma. Like Rabba had said, that Soifa is Doicha when it comes to Tuma. Did chilasai bar matche tuma? Just like it could originally be matche tuma, soifa nami. So too, when it comes to soifa, doche will be doche as well, as Rabba had developed. Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, did chilasai bar mitche Shabbos who? Just like when it comes to shchita and zrika, which is not doche Shabbos, soifa nami lo doche. So too, the leftover evarim is not going to be doche. As well as even the Rav Chizda, Rabba stands up for Rav Chizda as well. Says the Gemara three lines on top. The Rav Chizda lo kasher. According to Rav Chizda, it's also not a kasher. Sofa kitchilaso. Lastly, he doesn't agree that just because hakravas hakarbin is not mutter, we need to clarify that we're saying that hakravas hakarbin is going to be mutter only on Shabbos itself, but a carbon from Erev Shabbos is not going to be mutter on Shabbos. So that svara Rav Chizda does not accept. Rav Chizda says, "Soifek hitchilasei lesley." Even if the shchita of Friday's carbon tamid is not mutar on Shabbos, however, when it comes to soifai, what's done on Shabbos itself, on Friday night itself, that itself is going to be mutar. Why? Because Shabbos to hutra hi betzibur. Since Shabbos is Hutra B'tzibur, then you'll be allowed to do the Avodaso B'Soifai on Lil Shabbos. Soifai Nami Dochi. So for that, even the Sof would be Doche. That is the Shita Rav Chizda that says that Soifai is Nidcha on Shabbos. Tuma, Tidchuyah Hi B'tzibur. But when we're talking about Tuma, Tuma is Dechuyah B'tzibur.
In other words, Rashi explains that when it comes to Tuma, because we weren't l'chatchila matter it, so then, t'chila sa'dikr kapara dachi. When we're talking about the t'chila, that's the ikr kapara, that would be nitcha. Saif, I'd love ikr kapara lo dachi. But if we're talking about the saif, which is not the ikr kapara, that is not nitcha, hence, the rationale, explains Rabba, for Rav Chisda. We now put a big period, and our Gemara goes back to the halachas of the Eish that's taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzan for the Hadlokas HaMeneira, as well as the Ketores, that was referred to in the previous sugya as the Machta. Itmar, HaMechabe Eish Machta Menorah. He took off the fire with the intention to use it for the Machta Menorah, and then he extinguished it. We have a fascinating machloikis between Abaye and Rav. Abaye Omer Chayiv, Rav Omer Potter. Abaye says that's also a violation of Eish al Mizbeach Tuka Boy Loisich Be, and you're Chayiv for it. Rav says not. Analyzes the Gemara Dikviya B'Rosh Hashal Mizbeach, if we're talking about putting out the fire on the head of the Mizbeach, everybody agrees that is going to be chayiv. That's when the gacholim are still sitting on the mizbeach. Keep when there's a machloikis, the achtei ha'arav ikavya. It already went down to the ground and then was extinguished. Abaye omer chayiv eish mizbeachu. Abaye says at the end of the day it's an eish mizbeach. Rav omer potter, kivin the niska. Once it was removed, and therefore he's going to be potter. Hence, the machloikis between Abaye and Rav. Ella says, what about where Rav Nachman quoted the name of Rabba Bar Avua? Hamoirid gacheles me'algabe mizbeach, someone who took off coals from the mizbeach, we keep and extinguish them, chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv. Come on. Who's that going to follow? Abaye. It follows Abaye, who said that if you extinguish the coals from the machta and the menorah, you're going to be chayiv. However, according to Rava, who says you're potter, so too here, Hamari Gachel's Melgam is Bech is going to be potter. And for daily Gemara, Afil Temeke Rava, we could say it's following Rava. Hasam loy intik limitzvasa, hacha intika limitzvasa. In a case of where it was taken off, as in the case for the menorah and the machta, it was taken off for a mitzvah, then it loses its identity of Eish Mizbeach. It's now Eish Menorah. And therefore, you're not going to be over the Yisr. However, in a case of where it was just taken off without the intention for it to be used for a Menorah, so then in such a case, you would be in violation, even according to Shitas Rava. Igad Amri, others taught the machlokis between Abaye and Rava in a different way. The Achte Arav Ikavyid Kulei Amilot Pligi De Potur. Everybody would agree that if it's taken and put on the ground, then we won't be potter. Keep pleading. When were Abaye and Rava arguing, the kavya barosh shel mizbeach, he took it off for the machta and for the menorah, but it was still in the rosh shel mizbeach. Abaye amar chayiv eish mizbeachu. Abaye says you chayiv because then it's still called eish mizbeach. Rava amar potter kima nitka since it was removed with the intention for it to be used for menorah and machta, it loses its identity. Now the Gemara clarifies, Elohad Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Avua. But what about Rav Nachman taught in the name of Rabbi Avua? Amar Gachelas Melgam Mizbeach V'Kova Chayiv. That if you take it off, you're going to be Chayiv. Come on, Lo Kabayiv V'Lo Kerabah. Both of them seem to say that in such a case, you would be Potur. So how would it work that according to both of them, you would be Chayiv? The only time Abaye holds your Chayiv is when it was still in the Mizbeach. And that's when we introduce the Svara. Hasam Lo Intik L'Mitzvasa. There the Eish HaMizbeach was not removed for mitzvah, and then Abaye and Rava would both hold that you're going to be chayiv because it still has a shame, Eish HaMizbeach. Hacha intik l'mitzvah, but here it was removed for the mitzvah, and since it was removed for the mitzvah, so then in such a case, it lost its identity of being an Eish Mizbeach, and if it loses its identity as an Eish Mizbeach, then in such a case, once it's no longer on the Mizbeach, both Abaye and Rava will hold that you're Potter, and then we will have a Machlokis when it's on the Mizbeach, according to this tradition, between Abaye and Rava, whether you be Chayiv. Abaye would say you're Chayiv, and Rava would say you're Potter. Baruch Hashem, we have been Zoche to finish the fifth Perek with the rest of the world of Maseches Yuma. We've now completed Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Yuma.